From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Clashes between Palestinian protesters and Israeli troops erupted Thursday in the West Bank and Gaza on the day after President Trump recognized Jerusalem as the Israeli capital. Correspondent Robert Berger reports.
Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital has sparked anger across the Arab and Muslim world because the city is home to the Mosque of Al-Aqsa, the third holiest place in Islam. Palestinians see East Jerusalem as the capital of a future state. But for Israel, the Al-Aqsa compound is known as the Temple Mount, the site of the two biblical temples and the holiest place in Judaism. Palestinian officials say President Trump has disqualified himself as an honest broker in the peace process and warn that his decision could lead to regional violence, extremism, and instability. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The U.S. State Department has issued a, quote, worldwide caution warning after the decision. U.S. government facilities, it said, worldwide will remain in a statened height of alert. Those facilities may temporarily close or periodically suspend public services to assess their security posture. The warning also urged American citizens to be aware of local developments and remain in contact with U.S. embassies or consulates. It said as terrorist attacks, political upheaval, and violence often take place without any warning, American citizens are strongly encouraged to maintain a high level of vigilance and take appropriate steps to increase their security awareness when traveling. This is VOA News. The trial of a Kurdish opposition party leader has started in Ankara. He's charged with terrorism and has been held for more than a year in pretrial detention. The case, as correspondent Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, is drawing growing international criticism.
Supporters of the jailed Kurdish leader Selahattin Demirtas gathered outside Ankara's Sincan prison, where the Kurdish leader's trial began Thursday. In a 500-page indictment, Demirtas is accused of leading a terrorist organization, spreading terrorist propaganda, and inciting hate and crime. Controversy surrounds the case over the decision to hold the trial in a prison and to allocate a courtroom that allows only 20 people to watch. Demirtas is widely seen as one of the most charismatic and effective political opponents to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
A federal judge sentenced a white former police officer in the southern American state of South Carolina to 20 years in prison Thursday for the 2015 killing of an unarmed black man. The shooting enraged African Americans across the country. Michael Slager is one of the few police officers to be sentenced to prison for such a killing. Prosecutors dropped state murder charges against him in exchange for his pleading guilty to violating Walter Scott's civil rights. But ruling for the federal government, Judge David Norton said Slager committed second-degree murder and tried to obstruct justice by attempting to lie about the shooting, and he sentenced him to 20 years in prison. A federal judge in Michigan, a state in the upper Midwest of America, has sentenced former Olympics girls gymnastics coach Larry Nassar to 60 years in prison for possessing thousands of images of child pornography. Thursday's sentence means Nassar, who is also awaiting sentencing for sexually assaulting young girls, will likely never walk free again. The judge said Nassar has demonstrated that he should never again have access to children. Investigators discovered his child porn collection during their investigation into the sex assault charges. Nassar was the USA Gymnastics team doctor, as well as the doctor for the Michigan State University gymnastics team and an MSU professor. In a letter to the judge, an Olympic gold medal-winning gymnast called Nassar a monster. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.